You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's discussed about the construction of the Mishkan. There's a receiver of the satellite. It's called Urim V'Tumim. You're familiar with this device?
Yes.
Yeah, it has precious stones, very beautiful stones. So now first of all, the Midrash brings, there was a reason that this device was given to Aharon HaKohen. You know what the reason was? Right, well, why he was honored to have it?
The shalom
all the time.
Because you asked
him
to me if it's right or wrong to do it.
Very nice. Yeah, but Midrash is a different reason. You're right, but that applies like to clouds of glory and all of that. But the Midrash is a different reason, and the reason was that because he was very happy for Moshe when he arrived after 60 years, and then he took his place. So Mirai says the heart that was happy for his younger brother took his position. So he will be honored to have this device to be able to direct people and give him the right answer.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. Aaron was happy for his brother.
Yes. Yeah, as the Torah says, that Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom was concerned about how Aaron would feel. So Hashem told him, don't worry, he's going to meet with you. He's going to be very happy in his heart because you are taking his place. So now, the question is the remedy. Obviously, it's a very powerful thing that the way the Midrash explains, you can be a Navi, you know. You can open a store and have Ruach HaKodesh and solve people's problem. If... as the Midrash says, you're happy for other people that they come and take your place. But how are you able to do this? How can you do such a thing? Somebody walks in after 60 years and says, Shalom Aleichem, you know, to go find a different job. He said, really? Chazaka Baruch. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes it happens. People hire people, and then after 2 or 3 years, they took all the customers, and they run away. They're very tzaddik, you know. Very special people. How can you do this? Huh?
Very difficult.
It's difficult.
Almost impossible.
It's not almost, it's impossible. But here, there's an ingredient, and it is, if we could, like just for now, just now, not practice, just imagine that maybe Hashem took it from you and gave it to him. Just imagine. Would it make a difference?
Yes.
Yes.
It makes a difference. Because you say, no, Hashem took it from me and gave it to him. Huh? Like I say, you know, you had a little money in the bank, like I say, $5 million. And then he took it and then went to Swiss to buy some chocolates. You know, they have good chocolates there. So I say, Hashem took it and gave it to him. Huh?
That's it?
Yeah, it's very easy. Good?
Yes.
Not only that, let's say you had a house, not you, Chas v'Shalom, not you, somebody, Mr. Muhammad. So now the bank foreclosed the house.
Amen.
Good? Right? Is he happy or not?
No, he's not happy.
Obviously, he's not happy. But like, let's say a week later, there's an earthquake and the house went down the ground. He's happier now?
Yes.
He's happy. Why? Because now he realizes if I mean, Chabal, the bank foreclosed it. You know, if he was in there, it was good. But now he's out. So then the house is going to go down without Muhammad. No, only the house is going to go. But here, the point of matter here is, if you really believe that any transaction that takes in your life, that it is above power, that he transfers from one location to another location, from one side to another side, from one bank account to another bank account. So then that makes it much easier. And not only that, let's say here, Aharon says, you know what? Did I do a right thing or not? Did I do a right thing to accept my younger brother to take my place or not? I mean, he's going to ask himself. You can go home and then have some chamomile tea. And then he's thinking, so did I do a right thing? What would he think?
If he thinks like that, he couldn't accept the position to give up, let it go.
What?
If you have doubt in your mind, you would never let
it go. That was not the question. What would you think?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron would go home and think. Rethink it?
Yeah.
Come up with a thousand reasons why not.
But he did the right thing. Yeah. What do you mean? People have known me for 60 years. I'm taking care of him for 60 years. You know, they're so close to me. Now somebody walks in, he ran away 60 years ago. And even he doesn't send the text, no email, no letter, nothing. So then he comes and says, I'm taking your place. Of course I did the wrong thing. So now here, one year later, so now he goes back and has another chamomile tea. So now, what does he think now? He did the right thing or not?
No.
No, now he has urim and tumim.
Oh,
no. Huh? Baruch Hashem! I was happy. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get upset. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get angry. Baruch Hashem, I didn't defend myself. That's what the Midrash is teaching us. When you're happy and you believe that Hashem has a better gift for you, So then you see the result. And that's what the Midrash is teaching us. Which is better for Aharon HaKohen, that B is still in charge of Am Yisrael with all the headache, or now he has the beautiful Urim HaTumim on his chest and people need him. They can't do nothing without him. They have to come and ask him question. Go, not go. What should we do? We go to the war or not? Which is better? For the little bitty to let go. Say, you won my position, v'chavod. I'm happy for you, v'chavod.
That works only for small position. For high position, I guarantee you, whatever tzaddik he will.
You're right. No, right. But we're talking about the formula. That's what the formula. Either you believe, yeah, you can be you. You can think the way you like. You can react the way you like. But if you go by the formula, it's a whole different scenario. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. Look at this. He let go. He did not become stubborn or insist in his position. And says, "What are you talking about? I'm in charge. Go find a job." But when he let go, receive what a reward he received. And that's what the formula is all about. When you see somebody came to your domain, you have to realize there's something good is waiting for you. In any aspect in life. People steal your kavod. People steal your name. Forget about the money. Forget. They put you down. They say lie about you. But here when you realize there is something good is coming out, so then you'll be in peace because you know Hashem knows what he's doing. And that's the whole secret of how to become a successful Yehudi. Not by fighting, not going head to head, not making rumors. No, 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 no. When you accept it, so you have such a great gift is coming. Shenizkeh, Shesh Baruch Hu Zayko.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.